If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, we're talking about the sneaker photo that is going viral right now. If you haven't checked it out, the Beat92.5 on Instagram, it's in our story there. It's kind of like the blue and black dress thing all over again, where some people are saying they see it as turquoise and gray, and some people are saying they see it as pink and white. So a lot of people on the text line are saying that they saw the pink and white, which makes me feel good. Because on our Instagram, it's like 25% of people said pink and white. And somebody brought up a good point. They said it's because women sometimes are more emotional, maybe do have higher emotional intelligence. I mentioned that it depends on which side of your brain you use, maybe which color you see. But the big takeaway we got from this, and you'll see this on our Instagram as well, is Sam pronounces turquoise in a way that I've never heard. And keep in mind, I did go to school outside of Quebec. I went to school in Nova Scotia growing up. I've been here forever. Montreal is home, but this isn't how I learned to say the word.
It's not like I've ever, like I've heard it pronounced otherwise, and I've just been neglecting to say it that way. Right. I've always just known it as turquoise. It's just the only way I've ever...
Turquoise, like T-U-R-K-W-I-S-E.
You can spell it however you want. It's pronounced turquoise.
It's interesting because Nikki and I, before you said turquoise, we said turquoise, and you didn't look at us like we looked at you when you said turquoise. You didn't look at us like we were saying anything strange. So did you know that other people pronounce it turquoise?
No.
Okay. Really?
No.
We've got Anna on the phone. Anna, how do you pronounce turquoise?
Turquoise.
Turquoise. That's right.
What?
I'm just rolling out of bed. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's a Montreal thing. Turquoise. I've always said turquoise.
That's right.
Okay, so he's pronouncing it in the wrong language. That's the...
We're in
And I also see teal.
You see teal and gray. Okay, you're with the boys. I'm all alone. Thank you so much for chatting with us first thing. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
All right, so that's two votes for Kim Kieran. How do you say turquoise?
Turquoise.
Okay, uh-huh. So she says it turquoise.
Call yourself a Montreal.
She's the voice of reason is what she is.
The reason I think that Andy and I were really went in on this a little bit was because Sam is like the grammar police, right?
That's right. Yeah.
You can't like breathe wrong without him saying you mispronounce your breath there.
How dare you?
Exactly. But it got me thinking about words that people often mispronounce. It drives you crazy. Does something come to mind?
Oh, you know what? My buddy has always, and I thought this was a joke when he first started saying it. He's always said instead of humongous, he says humangus. And
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I thought he was just trying to be funny when he said it, just kind of a dude saying stuff that dudes would say, but he's always said humangus.
Humangus.
So weird.
That could get annoying.
I
used to work with someone who always said frustrated instead of frustrated.
It just omitted a letter.
That's pretty frustrating
right
there.
It was very frustrating. Extremely.
When people pronounce GIF as JIF.
Oh,
like it's not a peanut butter. It's a GIF.
That's a debatable one, though. Yeah, that is a bit of a debatable one.
Fair. Well, because you don't use it in the only time you use the word GIF is when you're talking about an actual GIF.
Like,
that's the only time you'll ever use that word. And how often do you use it? Like once a
about
year?
As often as we say turquoise. I say about that often.
Never.
Okay, these are two of the most commonly mispronounced words.
Okay.
First of all, colonel. When you see, and it's because of the way it's spelled, obviously, C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
My wife, Kelly, she cannot pronounce that word for the life of her. We used to live by a park that was called Colonel Smith Park.
Mm-hmm.
She would always pronounce a colonial. She couldn't, colonel, it's not that hard to say.
So what happens when she wants to eat the popcorn kernels? Does she say, hey, pass the popcorn colonels?
No, she gets kernels. She gets popcorn kernels, right,
because so
it's spelled different. It's spelled differently.
So this is how it's actually pronounced.
Colonel.
Colonel.
Thank you.
Not colonel. Another one is mischievous.
Mischievous.
A lot of people say mischievous. What? Yeah, it's actually mischievous.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Mischievous?
Yeah. I've never said mischievous in my life.
And you poo-poo on me for turquoise.
Well, yeah.
you have some nerves, sir.
I guess I've got no foot to stand on here.
I love the text coming in. People are calling us out for every word we've ever mispronounced.
Yeah.
Like during Smarter Than Sam a couple of weeks ago, I mispronounced a word too.
And it wasn't a complicated word.
Concave.
Yeah. And you pronounced it?
Yeah, Conkiev.
I think it was concave.
No, I don't think it was.
You added a syllable there.
It was concorn. Concurnal.
You can see Sam's anger. This all began with turquoise. This is all over turquoise, just so you know.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Is the oldest sibling in your family just automatically the boss? And it's kind of like whatever they say goes. Maybe it was written in the stars. We're going to get into birth orders in just a second. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. You can always text us at 92925. So as you guys know, I was in Nova Scotia this weekend. And truthfully, we're going through a bit of a rough time in my family right now. My grandfather has what we believe and the doctors believe is early onset dementia.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah, and he has really tough episodes, sometimes like all night long, you know, whether it's my aunt or my cousins, and I happened to be there this weekend and we were up all night while he was having an episode, and it came to the point, and I really feel for anybody who has ever had to deal with a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia, because it's absolutely heartbreaking
to
watch.
You just see them, slowly going away.
It's horrible for them and for the entire family. And so we sort of had to make a decision this weekend, and we had decided we would move my grandparents into my aunt's house. So luckily there were a lot of people around because it was Thanksgiving, but as we're going through this process and making the plans, I couldn't help but notice, and it's the same thing I noticed as a child as well, that my mom's oldest sibling, the oldest of five, was the boss. And she actually lives in Ontario, but everybody was still sort of looking for her to help with the decisions, to make the decision. And it's kind of like, what does Janet think? Get Janet on the phone, have her. And it's always been that way. And I thought, is it just that, is the oldest always the one who people turn to for advice? Is the oldest always the boss or the leader in these situations and sibling in families?
Inherently, I think so. I think the firstborns always sort of have, you know, the most responsibility. They have to lead by example. There's a, you know, you're usually taking on like a name, like a family name. Like, I'm the eldest of four boys, right? And so I got the,
you know, are you the boss?
Well, you know, I, my parents like to think that I am, but I really don't want that responsibility. Like, they seem to think that as the firstborn, if I lead by example, that everyone else will follow. But I'm just a guy. I don't want to have all these people looking up to me.
So like, you don't take that leadership role seriously?
I don't. I'll make a decision when I need to, but please don't look up to me.
All right. Oh. We're actually all firstborns here.
Yeah, we are, actually.
They say that oldest children are most likely to describe themselves as intelligent, introverted, and leaders.
Okay. See, that I'll agree with.
Middle children most likely to describe themselves as self-disciplined, confident, and outgoing. Yeah. And I mean, if we could get into the whole middle child syndrome thing that everybody
that's
has.
That's a whole different thing. Up in the shadow of your elder.
And the youngest child, they were more likely to describe themselves as empathetic, funny, and charming. So Sam, Sam says he's expected to be the leader. Andy, as the oldest, are you the boss?
Yeah, I'd say I am. I have a sister. She's 4 years younger than me. And I was probably the boss. I was definitely the boss when we were growing up. And I'm still probably the boss. Whenever, you know, my parents and my sister, if we're all deciding, you know, we want to go out for dinner, where do we want to go? My sister will give her input. And then my parents will always say, okay, well, Andrew, what do you think? Like, it's just like all this, like, it doesn't matter what she says. They're just humoring her. I still have the final say.
And it's not because you have the biggest appetite of the family, right?
No, it has nothing to do with
it. Is it because you're a man? Or they're like, let's ask a man what he thinks.
It's probably, I'll probably man complain if I don't get my way. And then it's just easier to get to ask me.
And how about you, Nikki? Would you consider yourself the boss?
What do you think?
Well, I know the answer. I want to know what you think.
Actually, our producer, Rob, got my mom on the phone. I figured you could ask her this question.
All right.
So, Mom, actually, Andy has a question to ask you this morning.
Hi, Nikki's mom.
Heather.
You're not 5 years old.
All right. So, between Nikki and her younger sister, who would you say is the boss between the two of them?
Oh, definitely Nicole.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Nicole.
Now, is that an age thing? Is that a personality trait? What do you attribute that to?
I think it's both with her. I think she's just a born leader.
Okay.
And she likes to have a little bit of control.
No.
Just a little bit.
When they were growing up, was Nikki always the bossy one? Was she, I guess, the control freak of the two?
Yes.
She didn't even hesitate.
But I have an older sister, and she was always the leader, too. I think it's an age thing.
It's the same thing, right? It's the exact same thing amongst her and your siblings.
If the tables were turned, like, let's say, Nikki, your younger sister, Carly, was the eldest, do you think that she would have assumed the role of leader?
No, she's too little. She just fits in your pocket.
So it's more of a physique thing. Okay, got it.
So, Heather, when you were growing up, your older sister was a leader. When you were growing up, though, did you find that she was bossy, or did you think she was a leader at that time, too?
Oh, no, I thought she was bossy. I didn't like her at all.
And she still is. It still hasn't changed, right?
Yeah. True. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, Mom.
True. You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, love
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Mom.
I love you. Bye.
We're getting so many texts. I just managed to stop on one that says that it's the baby who is the boss.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of those texts, too.
You see that every once in a while, like that rare gem. I was actually on vacation. I was in Cuba at the end of May, and I was watching this family next to me, and the little daughter, like, you could tell everyone in the family was scared of her, and she was the youngest. And I said to the parents once when she wasn't there, I said, you know, she's going to be like the next prime minister or, or president or whatever. And she said, we're all scared of her.
That's a leader right there.
She's telling them all what to do. Now we've got Christine on the line, and you said the birth order thing. So the oldest children describing themselves as leaders, it doesn't fly for you and your sister.
No, we're 6 years apart. She's older than me. And I think it's based on personality and who you are. Like, she's more shy and I'm the opposite. So whenever there was decisions to be made or anything to be discussed, I'd be the one to lead it or to do things first in the family.
Okay. And she was okay with that? She had no issues?
Well, no.
Did she think you were bossy?
No, because in the end, we just, like, agree on it, I guess.
Right.
She just comes to a decision with me, and I just agree to make
She doesn't want to fight her.
No, I can so relate to this, because you would persuade her. You'd, like, you'd come to a decision, as in you would convince her that your idea was the best idea,
that's
right?
That's sneaky.
Hey, peer pressure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thank you so much, Christine. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
You know,
bye.
We're getting a lot of texts in 92925 that say the girl, no matter what they are in the sibling relationship, is always a boss. This text says, good morning, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I have three adult children, and if for some reason we are out in town where we need to put someone in charge, it's usually our youngest. She's our daughter, and she's much more responsible and logical, so we put her in charge.
The youngest?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that does happen every once in a while. I guess it depends on how the parents parent, too. You know, some parents, they see their baby as, like, the golden child, because it's a last baby. Yeah. I understand it. So that child seems to be able to, like, run the roost, you know? They're going around and being like, I've seen that before where they're like, pretend to start to cry and the mom will come in and be like, leave her alone.
Oh, the worst.
Leave my baby alone.
I like this text from Tina. She says, I have three girls and they fight all the time because they are all the bosses.
Oh.
So that's what happens when you have too many girls in the family.
Tina's in trouble.
And then Sam has four boys and nobody wanted to be the
boss,
right?
You do it. I don't want to do it.
Such a lazy boys.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, you may want to think twice about leaving your school-aged kid alone with a smart speaker. All right, so you guys have a smart speaker at home, right?
I got an Alexa, yeah.
We do.
Alexa,
Google Home.
Google Home. You're always, hey, Googling everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Googling away.
Well, this mom from Scotland said she was just getting her dinner started when she heard her Amazon Echo device, which was in the same room as her 9-year-old son, going off. And he was supposed to be doing his math homework. So she was kind of like, what's going on in there? So she went over and he was completely oblivious to the fact that she was there and watching what he was doing. So she ran and got her phone and recorded the whole thing because he was cheating. He was just actually asking the Amazon Echo all the answers to all of his multiplication tables.
Genius, smart kid. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
It's really cute. Listen to this.
Alexa, 8 multiplied by 4.
8 times 4 is 32.
Alexa, 6 multiplied by 6.
6 times 6 is 36.
What is going on here? No, that is not how you do homework.
Alexa, 4 multiplied by 4.
4 times 4 is 16.
You do realize you'll be doing all this again yourself.
She said, you do realize you're going to be doing this all yourself. But as I was thinking about this and listening to how adorable is it really any different than using a calculator?
No.
But you're not supposed to use a calculator either. That's supposed to work the memory.
For your multiplication tables. In this case, you are.
Correct.
But I guess, like, what's stopping you, like, later on as you advance and you are allowed to use a calculator for tough math, what would be stopping you from using that?
He's just getting a jump start. I mean, he's a little bit ahead of his time. Yeah. You guys remember when you were in school and you had textbooks, the back of the textbooks had all the answers as well?
Oh, right.
I would constantly be back there.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
That would have changed everything.
Would have changed your future.
Everything on our text line supporting that kid. They're like, he's the future. Right? He's a genius.
We always encourage our kids to think outside the box, you know, mm-hmm. blaze their own trails. And, you know, so that means cheating once in a while. The idea is that he thought out of the box unconventionally and it worked.
If this was my kid, I'd be seeing how deep it could go. I'd be like, right. Hey, Alexa, what happened in this book that I was supposed to read but didn't read? You know, right. Tell mm-hmm. me give me the Coles notes of what went on.
Test its knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If only these were around back in the day.
Oh, it would be so much easier. I'd be like a nuclear scientist or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Somebody texted, the clip of the kid using Alexa lets you know how obsolete our education system is in 2019. I don't know about that.
I mean, maybe, I guess. Do teachers really think that kids aren't going home and using their calculators or their phones or their computers to get answers,
know.
Though?
I think things do have to change, obviously. I don't know how important it is that we know our multiplication tables by heart anymore. Do you think that's that important?
I think it is. Just the simple multiplication tables. Yeah.
It's knowing the process. It's not knowing. It's understanding and appreciating and figuring out how to work things out is what that's what you're supposed to learn.
Math was not my thing.
That's the thing. There's some people who just are not inclined.
And I understand how multiplication works, but I don't know. Even to this day, if you were like, really quick, what's this times this? I'd be like, hold on, let me get my fingers out. Like, it's just not how my brain works. And that's like a lot of stress for something that really, I could have still done anything. I could have had any career I wanted. Yeah, technically. I know people don't necessarily.
Quick, what's 7 times 8?
7, 8, or 56. 56.
Yes! Aww.
Yeah! You still got it, guys. You nailed it.
Smarter than I thought.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.